It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The capture or killing of other al-Qaeda leaders has not stopped Iraq's violence, but Iraqi officials are hoping this time they've struck a major blow. The man believed to be the second in command of al-Qaeda in Iraq has been captured. Hamad Jumaa Fareed al-Saidi is believed to have masterminded countless attacks against Americans, Iraqi forces, and civilians. NPR's Tom Bullock has more from Baghdad.
Iraq's National Security Advisor, Mufaq al-Rubai, made the announcement at a press conference here yesterday, his ear-to-ear grin doing little to hide his pleasure at the news.
Hamad Jumaa Fareed al-Saidi, also known as Abu Humam and Abu Rana, has been captured. He is the number two man of al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Rubai went on to describe al-Saidi as one of the most dangerous terrorists in the country.
Hamad al-Saidi has supervised terrorist groups that kidnap people for ransom, killed policemen in ambushes when they collected their salaries from banks. He gave orders to carry out roadside bombs and mortar attacks that led to the killing of many armed forces personnel, as well as innocent citizens. The terrorist also supervised many assassination squads.
But by far, al-Saidi's prominence as a terrorist can be traced to one single attack. He's widely believed to be the mastermind behind the bombing of a Shiite shrine earlier this year in Samarra. That attack launched the wave of communal killings and sectarian attacks that have Iraq on the verge of a full-scale civil war. U.S. and Iraqi officials say sectarian killings are now the greatest threat to Iraq's stability. Little is known about Hamid al-Saidi. His mugshot shows a man in his early 40s, with angular features, broad eyebrows, and a sparse mustache. Iraqi officials say al-Saidi served as an intelligence officer under Saddam Hussein. A little more is known about how he was captured. Al-Rubai, Iraq's national security advisor, said the hunt started just after the death of Iraq's most notorious terrorist, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who was killed in early June.
After the killing of Zarqawi, important intelligence was obtained about al-Saidi. And our intelligence operations started to realize that he was in Salah al-Din province. Later, his movements were followed. In mid-June, this information showed that he had moved to North Baghdad and that he operated outside Baquba, the same area where Zarqawi was killed.
Eventually, al-Saidi was tracked to a compound. Al-Rubai said that is when Iraqi security forces moved in.
Criminal Hamad al-Saidi and his group took shelter in a building where families lived, and he wanted to use children and women as human shields. The operation was meticulously planned and carried out to protect the innocent lives of children and women who were inside that building.
In the end, not a shot was fired. A huge victory, al-Rubai said, for all of Iraq.
This military operation shows the capability and professionalism of our armed forces and the strength of our intelligence service.
American military officials say they did have a hand in the raid, but they won't say just how big a role U.S. troops played. Al-Saidi is now believed to be held in a maximum security wing at Camp Cropper, a sprawling U.S.-run prison complex near Baghdad's international airport, the same facility where Saddam Hussein and all other detainees deemed high value by the Americans are kept. Al-Rubai says he is talking with coalition interrogators.
After his arrest, al-Saidi provided us with highly important and serious information that has led to the arrest or death of 11 leaders and 9 lower figures of al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Many Iraqis are greeting the news of al-Saidi's arrest with skepticism. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is dead. Other high-level terrorists have been captured in the past, but the violence here continues. Last week alone, more than 300 Iraqi civilians were killed. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Baghdad.